Is there anything left for us to do, folks, but to seek the face of the Lord? It doesn't seem to me that there is. I think that we would do well if we would really take time to seek God's face this night. You know, it's been very interesting to me to see how in almost each succeeding meeting that we have had since Brother Waldfogle has been here. And this seems to me to have been a little bit unusual, a little out of the ordinary. I know that God deals with us. I know that God, we're to pray about the things that we hear in various meetings. But somehow or other, it seems as though that in each meeting up to the present time, God has given us something that He wants us to pray about. He wants us to make it our special prayer, to deal with Him about it. He gave us a subject this morning, and we dealt with it somewhat this afternoon in our prayer meeting this afternoon. And God has given us something else to deal with Him about tonight, and that is to believe Him and to accept from Him and to pray that He will give unto us a seeking spirit, and He will cause us to have a seeking spirit. Oh, hallelujah. It's been interesting to me too to see how that God, over and above and beyond any human machination or planning, Himself has given, as it were, a theme in this meeting, in this convention, or call it what you will. How that it was, I believe, set this morning in that verse that we read in 1 Timothy. How that God has been calling us to flee and to follow. Tonight I was interested how that was introduced in the hymn, leaving all to follow Jesus, turning from the narrow way, and how God has been speaking to us to follow hard after Him, to follow, and how He has been intermingling that with the call to flee carelessness, to flee youthful lust, to flee the things of this world that would hold us back from the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And tonight again, God has spoken unto our hearts, and He's given us something to pray about. He's given us some homework to do, and I believe we can never do it any better than right tonight. Many of you are students, and you know what the temptation often is. It's to put off your homework until just before you have to go to the next class. And you know what happens often, then you get caught short. You get caught short, and you come up missing, and you get embarrassed, or you flunk the test. And so it is that it's always the temptation after a meeting, or after God has spoken to us about something, to put it off. To put it off to a little bit more convenient season. To sort of put it off. To put it off. To put our homework off. And say, well, sometime. But God's time is not sometime, but now. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Maybe we can't all go to our knees. I know that we're a bit crowded here, and God can hear you sitting up. But you know, we ought to pray. I feel we ought to give ourselves to prayer. And we ought to concentrate. Maybe God will lead you to pray about something else in addition. But we certainly ought to make as one of our main prayers, oh God, give me a seeking spirit.